Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda Rabideau, and this is CoreLogic's Innovation in Housing podcast. Most people, when they think about drones, they think about them as a personal hobby, maybe to take aerial photos or to film an event. Today, we're going to change the way you think about drones and discuss how they're impacting the housing economy in any way from assessing, buying, and even valuing homes. Joining us to have this conversation are Mike Wynn, CEO of Drone Deploy, and Neil Pearson, Principal of Data Strategy at CoreLogic. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks both of you for joining. Mike, I want to start with you. You're the CEO of a drone company. Tell us how you got started. What compelled you to start a drone business?
I've been flying drones for about almost 10 years now. Actually, before we called them drones, I was flying RC helicopters. And I think the key moment that I had was when I got my drone flying autonomously for the first time, able to hover itself. And it was a magical experience. You can imagine for the first time I had a flying robot that could do my bidding and could capture a bird's eye view of the space around me. I was like, hey, this is actually like a superpower. There are so many different use cases to use this. It can affect every single industry and people in a ton of different ways. I'm going to go and explore that as a business. And it took a couple of years. I started working with my two co-founders, Nick and Jono, friends from college. And eventually that culminated in starting Drone Deploy in 2013.
Awesome. Where are you from? Where did you go to college?
I went to college in South Africa. I'm South African. I've lived actually around the world a bit, but still kept my accent. And actually, that's where I met my two co-founders, John and Nick. We all studied together. Common thread was math. I did math and economics, so I'm on the business side. And they did math and computer science, and so they're on the engineering side.
Fantastic. And for today's conversation, we'll be focusing on the not the commercial or the consumer version of drones, but more of a business purpose behind them, or what would be the right term to use there?
We just call them drones, and they're commercial drones. And the drones that you actually buy for hobbyist purposes, what you might call a prosumer drone, are the same drones that are used commercially. So the most popular drone in the world is a DJI Phantom 4 that's used for, at least in the commercial world. And that's actually one of the most popular consumer drones as well.
And Neil, what about you? Tell us how you got interested in drones and, you know, most people probably don't think of drones related to the housing industry. Maybe you can touch on that too.
Yeah, sure. And I have a bit of an accent as well. So I'm originally from the United Kingdom, from England, and was educated in Scotland. I joined CoreLogic about 3.5 years ago, kind of to put in place a kind of imagery and georeferencing strategy around data for the enterprise across CoreLogic. So we were looking, obviously, at, you know, the usual sources of satellite imagery, aerial imagery, and so forth. And prior to that, I'd been working on flying, not dissimilar to Mike. We had a fleet of helicopters that actually flew power lines across the United States for capturing imagery and aperture radar, as well as basically solving problems on the actual lines themselves from engineering and kind of afforestation purposes.
What kind of problems were you solving?
We were using imagery to extract kind of clearances between actually the power lines and the ground, because a lot of the power lines in the U.S. were beyond their design life. So typically that might be 30 to 35 years, where some of the power lines in some of the more mountainous regions were like 70 years old. So we were looking at kind of sag and sway in the lines and obviously making sure that we weren't going to get another blackout as we got on the eastern seaboard some years ago. So that was, you know, kind of what I was doing. So I was always interested in drones. I thought that I was fascinated by what you could do with imagery data. The challenge was obviously processing vast amounts of data was a Herculean task in its own right, because you'd be using no cloud compute, you'd be using distributed networks to process ortho images as well as oblique images. And I think the whole drone industry changed that, because you had a sensor flying around an area or flying around a property, and you had, you know, companies like Drone Deploy who were not only automating the flight plan, which is, you know, a whole interesting discussion point, but also augmenting that data. So, you know, taking in the imagery, turning that imagery into, you know, models, you know, three-dimensional models of the actual property itself or the site itself, as well as, you know, producing a digital surface model for the actual property, and a lot of analytics that were, you know, prior to that, very labor intense and very compute intense. And so there was definitely something there we were interested in, and we knew we needed to take a closer look at what the imagery framework should be within CoreLogic for something like drones.
What kind of job sites would you see a drone on?
For us as a business, we build software that works across every industry. And you're just asking about data. Like, you can imagine that every industry, literally under the sun, could use an understanding of what's going on, and they could use a bird's eye view. And so that's what we provide as a company. We give people a way to use a drone to press a button to enable it to fly autonomously, to capture data, to process that data into not just photos, but into maps, 3D models that are what we call georeferenced, which means that they're measurable and that you can repeat them over time, and you can compare them to blueprints and field maps and things like that. And it basically creates quantifiable data about what's going on in all the industries. If you're in construction, you can understand what's the progress on your job site. If you're in agriculture, you can understand how healthy are my crops? Where are they growing faster? Where are they growing slower? Do I have any diseases? You can see that all from the air. We have customers using us in mining to understand how big are the stockpiles of ore that they're creating, or how much soil have they moved when they're doing blasting. Obviously, in real estate, we have lots of use cases there, in insurance, and the list goes on and on, even into police, fire forces, search and rescue. The ways to use drones is that you can actually list them in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm. What kind of insights would you be able to provide? I mean, maybe we dive into a bit more around housing, and Neil, maybe you can talk about what these insights were that were so appealing and how you're thinking about using them with the housing industry.
Absolutely. And just to follow on what Mike was saying, I think, you know, these, you know, autonomous sensors, and, you know, we call drones, you know, the camera systems on these are becoming more and more advanced, you know, compared with what we're normally used to in the aerial mapping industry. We're also seeing, you know, the hardware manufacturers like DJI actually, you know, dealing with avoidance technology, much more safeguards, you know, provisioned into the firmware. So, you know, that's exciting, and that obviously is augmented by the cloud and some of the processing. So for us, you know, as CoreLogic, you know, we touch, you know, a pretty big property ecosystem. You know, we talk about it ourselves internally, but I think we forget the fact that we, you know, have 1.2 million real estate professionals touching properties every day, which obviously use our software. You know, we have the mortgage banks and lenders, you know, around about 9,000 plus. We obviously have property management companies who use our software, as well as, you know, the 500 plus, you know, property and casualty insurance companies that we're dealing with. So in our ecosystem, you know, we're looking at residential, you know, which typically is our kind of niche in terms of, you know, the standard content we have around, you know, the residential property portfolios, you know, across real estate, you know, valuation, appraisal, insurance, capital markets. So within that $1.4 trillion business, there is a lot of scope for using drones. And, you know, in working in conjunction with Drone Deploy, we've had some, you know, really good experiences where we brought together some of those professionals who deal primarily with residential property. And we brought in, obviously, you know, Mike's co-founders, you know, like John and Millen, to actually go through a series of scenarios with appraisers, with insurers, and obviously real estate, to really understand what it is that they would want as a use case and as a persona to drive kind of the business needs. And it's become very interesting in the sense that when you actually bring these people on site and you actually put a drone in front of them, and you actually ask them to look at it and feel it and touch it, and then as you go through the software, which obviously, you know, Mike and his team have done, you know, very well, is they are almost hooked within 10 to 15 minutes in terms of what it can achieve. So if you can, you know, fly around a property at 75 feet and capture all the imagery that you need to generate your, you know, gross floor area calculations as well as your measurements around the building, and you can have that, you know, served up in the cloud within 24 hours, or even less now, you have something very credible in terms of how that impacts the industry.
Neil, what are those calculations that you referenced?
Yeah, so that calculation, typically, you know, if you're looking at, you know, different aspects of what we do within, you know, CoreLogic, so property inspectors, you know, might want roof measurement calculations, appraisers would want to know the site area, would want to know usable space around the property, as well as knowing the gross floor area of the actual physical building footprint of the property. And typically they use what I call second generation technology to achieve those measurements today. Whereas with a drone...
What's second-generation technology? Maybe an example of that.
You might use a WYSIWYG or a infrared sensor.
A WYSIWYG?
Yeah, a WYSIWYG.
That does not sound modern or technically advanced.
But there are ways of doing that work, and appraisers do that in a certain fashion because that's what they've been trained to do. So what we're doing here is we're augmenting a way of using, you know, new generation technology to actually extract some of that information very quickly, using obviously, you know, automation in the cloud, machine learning, as well as looking at other things, you know, further down the road in terms of looking at property condition. So when we look at, you know, imagery, and when we think about what machine learning and artificial intelligence can do today, the drones are actually the sensors to get us that information that we can then use, you know, data science to extract more meaningful information about the property condition. And this is something that resonates with a lot of our insurance customers, property portfolio customers, and obviously in the appraisal industry. So that's the opportunity. And then the question is, you know, part of that is regulated. Some of it is lesser regulated. So it's finding that sweet spot in the industry to, you know, to basically augment drones, you know, across our ecosystem.
So just to summarize, it sounds like there are several aspects of whether it's determining the size of a home or inspecting the quality of a roof or validating the way that it looks inside and even outside. The way that it's done today is pretty manual, where drones would allow for much more detailed, higher quality information to be used. Would you say that's fair, Mike?
Absolutely. I mean, if you imagine today, as you were talking about, as Neil was going through it, you have a person going around doing all this stuff and making these measurements and using a clipboard and tape measures. Whereas with a drone, you can, the person can go inside, they can press a button, and it captures this data. And it captures the entire environment that can be stored forever and can be compared over time. You obviously can get a lot more depth and understanding. You're not just taking the measurements that you're not limited to the measurements that you do right now at this moment. Over time, you can actually generate even more insights. You can imagine one thing for us is that we started doing roof measurements. Mm-hmm. That was it's a product that's become increasingly popular for our customers. You're flying over a residential house and you have to do anything to do with the roof. You need to replace that roof. You need to install solar panels. If you're in an insurance business, how big is this roof that we're dealing with? And you need to understand not just the total area of it, but actually each segment of the roof, how big is it, what's the slope, etc. And that's step one, and we could start capturing that data. But very quickly, we learned from our customers that they wanted to not just get roof measurements, but actually understand obstructions too and damage. But we could...
What might be an obstruction as an example?
So for example, if you're installing anything on a roof, you want to know where the chimneys are and things like that. Mm-hmm. Where's the satellite dish? But the great thing about collecting this data or with a machine is you actually have this data forever. And for us to go back, we can always go back and just say, oh, we can look back at the previous data and extract even more insights out of it. We can start applying the new tools that we build to historic data and saying, hey, we actually understand there is damage to the roof that we might have collected last year. And right. That would be useful and informative for insurance companies. As the tooling gets better, you can extract even more insight out of the data that's been collected historically.
Right. So this information, these images, not only the images themselves, but the data that can be derived, compelling to participants across the whole housing ecosystem, it sounds like. I mean, you mentioned insurance. We've talked about inspection. We've talked about realtors, the homeowners themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the interesting things. Like, if you think about the impact of having photos in buying a house, it's like when I go and look to rent or buy a house, that's the main feature I look at. But that's not something that people had a lot of access to before. You take a decade ago. Now we're seeing an increasing adoption of using drones to collect that data. So it's not just taking a photo at eye level of what the house looks like, but actually getting the full perspective, a bird's eye view of this house. What's the floor plan that you can assess from above? What does the neighborhood look like? And you can get all this data very quickly, very cheaply, and very easily with a drone right now.
That's great. In fact, we just bought a house. I'm moving on Friday. And it would have been great to have a bird's eye view. But what we found was that the inside photos were obviously more compelling. So it's great that drones are going to provide external photos. What about the inside, the bedrooms, the baths, the things that people are going to be habitating in most of the time?
Absolutely. I mean, you want those photos too. And the amount of sophistication we're seeing is increasing a lot. I mean, Neil can speak to the non-drone use cases that we already have today. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I can tell you now is that drones are moving indoors. It's going to take some time. They need to get a little bit smaller. They need to get smarter. But we're seeing a whole set of companies working on those problems. So you can imagine in the future, a realtor might go on site and they might not take all the drones. They might just let a drone loose. Mm-hmm. And the drone will not just capture photos, but they might capture the entire 3D environment. Full 360 view that you can move around like a video game.
Oh, wow.
That you can actually not just move around, but you can actually understand, get the floor plan. And that could all happen within just a few minutes of the realtor arriving on site.
Interesting. So Neil, with those types of images, how are those being used today, or are they being used today in the housing ecosystem?
Yeah, I think Mike raises a good point. I think in terms of, if you look at the real estate industry, real estate is typically using drones externally for capturing video of the house to market the house in a way that it stands out in terms of what also maybe on to kind of the listings. And we're seeing some slight change in that. Obviously, what we are trying to do in CoreLogic is offer a service where that drone can be facilitated along with other ways of capturing internal. Mike's point is right. There are small drones out there that we've seen at exhibitions like the Consumer Electronics Show, where there are small drones that would capture very good 360 views of a home internally. The challenge with that is we need to get a deeper dive in terms of some of the metadata that comes with those images to extract through machine learning and artificial intelligence other things that might be of interest to us, because obviously as a content company around residential data, we also need to enrich that data. So we may have multiple sources, which we typically would have within CoreLogic, but we would want to enrich it with accuracy around what's the floor space calculations, what's actually in the home, is it a modern kitchen, what style of kitchen. These things, as we start to train a machine learning approach, we can start to ascertain that data and extract it for the purposes of enriching our data sets. I think the challenge that everybody has is that how do you create the ability to scale that? Because it's many people touch a property. You could have a property inspector, you could have an appraiser, you could have a mortgage lender, a listing agent. And what is the right time to actually capture that information? How could you capture that information in one final swoop? I think what happens with the way technology is going, and I'm going to use the word sensors generally here in terms of external sensors like you have on drones, potential for an internal sensor on drones, but we have existing sensors to do the other camera work. If we can bring that together in a one-touch scenario, that's where we can, really push the markets to leverage the price points and to ensure that every real estate transaction that we're doing is actually ensuring that we get the right internal and external data that we need, what our customers need.
Today we've been talking about how drones are impacting the housing economy, everything from the way we buy a home to the way we assess it after damage from a hazard event like a flood, a fire, or a hurricane. And I want to thank Mike Wynn, CEO of Drone Deploy, and Neil Pearson, Principal of Data Strategy at CoreLogic, both so much for their time and engaging and sharing more information about drones in our housing economy. So thank you both.
Thank you. It's great to have this conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Amanda. I really appreciate the insightful questions.
Thank you for listening to CoreLogic's Innovation in Housing podcast. Please join us for part two of our discussion with Mike Wynn and Neil Pearson as we explore the impact of government regulation in the future of drones. The views expressed during this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect the position of CoreLogic or its management. Please subscribe to CoreLogic's Innovation in Housing podcast wherever you listen. You can also rate or review us with Apple Podcasts.